How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grady kind of day. And on this installment of Grady Nation, we are celebrating 100 installments of Grady Nation. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening to the show, downloading the show, subscribing to the RSS feed. We've moved to different providers over the last 2 years and change. Started at Anchor, went to Transistor.fm, now we're at Red Circle. And along the way, there have been a core of faithful listeners that have followed us the entire way. Good times, Tom Lado. Do you have anything to say to those folks? Any words of appreciation? They've really been supportive of you.
Well, if they were willing to, you know, Venmo me $100, that would be a nice token of appreciation. You know, a dollar for each installment of Grady Nation.
Well, you haven't been on all 100.
Well, I know that, but there's symbolism there. I mean, $1 for each installment, it's a beautiful thing.
So you'll eagerly take everyone's money, even though you weren't on all 100.
Oh, come on. Stop being a pain in the butt.
Well, I think it's more that you're worried about money. And let's just talk about it now, because you have been doing something that I find disturbing.
Oh, what now? You think everything's disturbing?
Well, with the whole thing about the Mega Millions and the Powerball.
Oh, man, I mean, now you're living in the past.
Well, but it seems like what you are doing is being perpetuated, okay? So hear me out. You were trying to get the Mega Millions and Powerball super jackpots when they were really high. I think Mega Millions was at over a billion. A million. At over a billion. And the Powerball was at almost 800 million, if memory serves correct.
Yes, that sounds about right.
And I would distinctly recall you calling and texting me from the gas station saying how many tickets you had got that day and bragging that you were going to win. And did you win either of the two jackpots?
No, I did not.
And did you win any money from playing?
No, counselor, I didn't win any money.
I'm not a lawyer. It's just I'm trying to give the audience the facts, okay? You played both Mega Millions and Powerball and came up empty-handed. I mean, that's unfortunate. It's not something to laugh at you about, especially considering how many tickets you bought, because that stack of tickets was pretty amazing.
Okay, so if I choose, as a man, with liberty, justice for all, as an American citizen, to buy 100 Mega Millions tickets and 100 Powerball tickets, that's my right, okay? I have a right to do that.
Well, it comes at a cost, because that's like $400-something, right?
Okay, and?
Well, your Aunt Agnes is a diabetic, and you pay for her insulin pens.
Yeah, okay, and?
Well, good times, Tomando. The monthly cost you told me of the insulin pens, because I guess to maintain the proper levels, she needs two pens.
Yeah, she needs two pens a month.
And how much does that cost?
About $750.
Okay, so if two insulin pens cost $750 and you spent $400 on lottery tickets, what happens to Aunt Agnes?
Well, I mean, Aunt Agnes just makes a sacrifice for the greater good, for the family. So I told Aunt Agnes, space out one insulin pen, and we'll be good. Everything will be kosher.
So she's supposed to have two pens a month. You put her on one pen a month, and she's supposed to survive?
Well, I mean, she's going to have bad days and, you know, withdrawal, but there's a way to finance that.
There's a way to finance that? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's a way to make money off of that.
You're making money off of your Aunt Agnes having withdrawals?
You make it sound so bad. I mean, okay, so, you know, when someone is low on insulin and they need it, sometimes they can, you know, start shaking and start sweating, and they become very irritable. And it's actually, if you, you know, put someone going through insulin withdrawal on a webcam and charge people to watch, it can be pretty entertaining.
So you're having people watch your Aunt Agnes on the days where she's low on insulin?
Yeah, and what's wrong with that?
Well, you're exploiting your aunt. And, I mean, this isn't the first time you've done it. You had that House Calls for Good Times service where people could watch her flick the bean.
Yeah. And it was a matter of her contributing to the cause of the family. And in this case, she's spacing out her insulin. Some days she's not gonna have anywhere close to what she's supposed to have, and she's not gonna be feeling well. But, you know, her reaction to it is pretty entertaining, and it's pretty funny. It's good clean entertainment. You know, no one gets hurt. I mean, she's surviving.
Well, you said that she becomes irritable. What does she do?
Well, I mean, she sometimes uses certain words that are kind of bad about people or certain groups.
Oh, so she makes racial remarks.
Well, I mean, when you don't have your insulin, sometimes you say things that are, I mean, not really things you would say normally.
So she's heaving racial slurs at people, and you think that's entertaining?
Well, when you see an older lady, you know, saying the, you know, K word and the F word to describe people of a certain orientation, and the N-word, and it just comes flying out of her mouth like pouring out a pitcher of iced tea. It's pretty humorous.
Okay, but is that the full extent of what she does?
Well, you know, my nephew Andrew.
Yeah, her son Andrew. Yes, you've mentioned him before.
Well, I mean, with Andrew, she gets kind of wild, and you know, beats him up.
Beats him up.
Yeah, I mean, when you're low on insulin, you would think she wouldn't have a lot of strength, but she has taken her frustrations out on Andrew, calling him, you know, worthless and, you know, waterhead and all sorts of things. And when she picks up that toaster and, you know, just conks him in the head, oh my gosh, it's something that is worth the $9.99 per week access fee.
So you're charging people $9.99 a week to see Aunt Agnes go through these withdrawals where she essentially assaults her own son because she doesn't have enough insulin, and you're proud of this?
Well, I mean, as usual, you always characterize everything as malicious or bad, but we're making money that can go to the stock market, and I'm gonna get rich off of AMC, Bed Bath & Beyond, and GameStop. I'm gonna put all my money that I'm earning from Aunt Agnes going wild to the stocks, and I'm gonna make big money. And once I make the big money, I'll be able to get her the two pens, and hell, she can have three pens if she wants, four pens. She can have enough pens to last her into the year 3000, okay? So you can take your fake concern and you can shove it.
What is this coming from? Are you low on your insulin? I mean, gosh, why are you so angry?
Well, because you're just making me out to be some, like, creepy guy that exploits his family, and I'm not.
Well, I think what you're doing is very risky because the stock market is volatile. AMC, GameStop, Bed Bath & Beyond, there are a lot of concerns surrounding those stocks.
Yeah, from the corporate clash, the hedge fund managers, they were shorting the stock. They were trying to make trading shares of those stocks very difficult, and that's why they limited the trading on like Robinhood, because the hedge fund managers were bossing around Robinhood and saying you can't let these pissants make money. You have to stop this. And so that's why all the sites like Robinhood, the trading platforms, They put the restrictions.
Well, the truth is that the stocks are being shorted by the hedge fund managers, and it was a case of them borrowing a share of a stock in a company, expecting the cost to go down, buying a share of the company when the price went down, giving back the share they borrowed, and then keeping the profit and repeating the process over and over and over, so that by shorting the stocks, you can make a significant amount of money.
Okay, thank you for Economics 101 lesson. Is this the Stock Market for Dummies show?
Well, all I'm saying is that you should be careful, because it seems like there's a lot of funny business going on with some of these stocks. And if you're putting all your money in to the stock market, you can come out empty-handed. And I just don't want that to happen, because what if Aunt Agnes doesn't get any insulin pens?
Well, I mean, I think that Andrew better put a helmet on and maybe a bulletproof vest if that were to happen.
Oh, so you're just going to let the anger on Andrew perpetuate?
Well, a lot of people are getting a kick out of it. Okay, if Andrew is being sidewalk slammed into a stack of thumbtacks, it's pretty funny.
Okay, so your Aunt Agnes is...
Why are you laughing at this?
Well, just the thought of your Aunt Agnes is low on insulin, so she...
Oh, you know what? I'm going to leave. I don't want to be on this show anymore.
No, come back. Okay, so Aunt Agnes is getting a bag of thumbtacks and dumping them out, and somehow she has the power to pick up her son and dump him onto the thumbtacks, and people are paying to watch that. Wow. There are some strange people out there.
Yeah, and you shine a light on them, and you give them a platform and a voice. So anything bad that happens is all your fault, okay?
Well, I don't think that's the case. But everyone, please be careful with the stock market. We are going to be creating a stock market and crypto podcast.
Oh, do I have to be on it?
No, I think it will be just me, because obviously you're taking wild risks, and we don't want people to lose their money and then force their aunt to be on webcams doing stuff with vibrators or stuff with attacks on their own kin.
Well, I mean, you as usual make it sound as terrible as possible. But if Andrew gets thrown into a freezer and is kept in the freezer for 7 hours, it's pretty funny, because you can just say, oh, what's going to happen? Is he going to be an icicle when he comes out? Is he still going to be able to move? Are his feet going to have to be amputated?
Jeez, Louise, this is your nephew you're talking about.
Well, I mean, there's just so many scenarios that are entertaining, and I just think you have to be entrepreneurial. And I think if people watch Aunt Agnes going through withdrawals, and she's sweating like she just did 20 key bumps, and she is using a wire hanger around Andrew's genitals.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you, Grady Nation. This has been yet another unique installment. We hope you stick with us. And like I said, we're going to be doing more shows. And by we, I actually mean me, because I can't really trust anyone else to provide decent information to any of you.
You can just know, you can just go blow a goat or something, okay?
Thank you, Granny Nation. Take care.